This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Dishy Mix. I'm your host, Susan Bratton, and on today's show, we have a repeat visitor. This is somebody that I think I'm going to bring on every single year until the day I die, because he does such an awesome job. You're going to get to meet John Doyle. John is the founder and managing partner of Peachtree Media Advisors, and every year, he does a digital media M&A, mergers and acquisitions, roundup report, where he's tracking all the capital raises and all the M&A in the industry, in our industry. And I'll tell you, you know, we see these deals come and go by and get Twittered and see them in our news feeds. But it's really nice to have a single place where you get the whole thing rolled up with John Doyle's amazing analysis. So let's get him on the show and let's find out what's happening in the world of investment banking, who's raising money, what are the hot trends, where are the dogs, and who are the stars, including John Doyle. Hey, John.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
I am great. You know, you're probably the least stuffy investment banker I've ever met. I can do the here's Johnny, and you'll just be laughing. I love it.
That's why I started my own investment bank. A fun bank.
Exactly. And you, all of a sudden, you said you're on fire. You got a ton of deals going on.
Well, yeah, we are doing well. It's a far cry from where we were last year at this point.
Oh, my God. There was nothing.
Going pretty downhill pretty fast.
Well, and I see you've added some staff. You've got some new team members at your company.
Yeah. Yes.
You're going to need him, John. You're a winner. I can tell.
Thank you.
Know my talent. So tell us, what's going on in the world of media, marketing, advertising? What are the big strategic things that happened last year? What are the biggest deals? Let's start with that.
Okay. Well, I think that the biggest deal was clearly the Live Nation Ticketmaster merger. I would say some of the biggest in terms of strategy-wise, I would say Google acquiring AdMob for the ad cellular space. That's pretty big in the sense that smartphones, which 6 years ago they were pretty much for business people, and it seems like they have penetrated into society more, and everyone's got a smartphone, or at least many people have smartphones and iPhones and access to the internet over their phone. And a lot of people, especially young people with limited funds, are using the iPhone as their only access to the internet. So that trend is driving a lot of the investment and Google's acquisition of AdMob for about $750 million, I believe.
And I have to give a shout out to my buddy Tony Nethercutt over at AdMob. I think he's done very well for himself. And I didn't, at first when Google bought AdMob, I was like, I don't get it. What is that? And now, of course, it's crystal clear. There's an Android phone. Here's an ad serving platform. I got it. $750 million. Makes sense.
That's big.
It is big. Oh, and I just wanted to point out, too, you mentioned the Ticketmaster and Live Nation deal. That was a $2.5 billion merger, which is very interesting.
Yeah, everyone knows about that deal, and it's getting held up a little bit, but I think it'll pass.
What are some of the other ones that you think are the biggest?
I would say Amazon acquiring Zappos and GSI Commerce acquiring Retail Convergence. These are pretty much a testament to consumers increasingly. They're more comfortable making purchases online, and they're doing purchase research online, and that's part of. And Amazon buying Zappos was one of the biggest one of the bigger, larger transactions of the year.
So let me go back to Google for a second. I got the sense from your report that you said Google went Christmas shopping. They were very busy in the holiday season buying up companies. Give us a rundown of a couple of the ones that they purchased.
Okay, yeah. Google was the first to pretty much, they led the effort to start buying. Once their stock, which was at $250, went up, doubled almost to $400, $500, they began an acquisition tear. They started buying strategic assets such as Onto Technology, which is a video streaming, video compression company, and they obviously bought AdMob. They made a few other investments, and the acquisitions by them were different from some of the other transactions, which were companies divesting from non-core assets, and a lot of cleanup was going on. But Google started making acquisitions that were strategic and for growth and for the future.
So give us the kind of level set on the acquisition piece of the business, 2008 versus 2009. What was the total amount of money spent in those 2 years, approximately?
Well, if you, let's say the total transactions, there were 755 transactions in 2009, which was an increase over the 707 transactions in 2008. But however, the transaction value dropped, and that's clearly because of the recession and the pullback, and that was from $16.9 billion in 2008, and it dropped to $15.2 billion in 2009.
And these numbers are way down, right, John? I mean, in 2004, 5, 6, 7, before everything hit the fan, they were quite robust. There were a lot, there's lots of funding, lots of capital raises, lots of M&A, right?
Yeah, and that trend is, it's clearly because of the recession, but it's clearly because companies are looking to make smaller bets in enabling technology sectors, analytics, the higher tech sectors that use less people, less capital, and have sometimes bigger exits. And that trend of smaller capital raises, whereas, let's say, to start a long time ago, to start up a lot of the Silicon Valley companies, you would need billions of dollars, right? But if you're talking about Cisco, Intel, but then now it's these companies are being started up with $2 to $10 million, $20 million, a $40 million raise is a large raise.
Yeah, well, and the VCs are expecting that the entrepreneur is going to raise their own angel money and create a business that's profitable before they even give them $2 to $40 million.
Yeah, that's true. The CEO's new the CEO is the fundraiser. It's a perpetual job that the CEO has to be in a continuous fundraising process from startup to Series A to Series B. That's the CEO's job, the new job.
Yeah, it's an exhausting job. And I want to talk about the media world, too.
That's why there's Peachtree to help the CEO.
Yay, there you go. There's John Doyle. Just give John a call. He'll do it all for you, CEOs. Not a bad idea. So you wrote, despite total U.S. media spending falling by 14.6 this year in 2009, digital media ad spending has been steadily growing. In 2009, $4.1 billion in capital was raised by U.S. digital media companies, up 16% from 2008. Give us some of the capital raise highlights.
Well, it was a big year for capital raises in the second half as well. Companies that were able to monetize, showed different models and models that weren't necessarily ad-supported models to generate revenue. Those took in big bucks. Ad-supported companies had a tough time raising money last year. So, for example, Revolution Money, which is a secure payments company, they raised $42 million from the Mayfield Fund. Zynga, which is a social gaming platform. I think they raised around $200 million in the fourth quarter of last year.
Yeah, did you see Mark Pincus? He's the Zynga CEO. He was in Time magazine.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
No, I did not see that.
They were talking about the Facebook phenomenon with the mafia wars and the animal, whatever it's called, and all that stuff.
Yeah, that site, I know that there's a little bit of something ambiguous is going on there with how he started up, but I think that it's everything's clean now with Zynga and the social virtual goods platform. But let's see, what else happened? Twitter raised some money, which I believe they raised $100 million.
From Abu Dhabi Media Company.
Yeah, everyone, yeah, somehow they raised the money. I'm not exactly sure, but because I don't know, I think that Twitter has a lot of users, and I respect them for that, but I don't know about their business model and whether there will be one.
Well, it's so interesting because this latest group of people I've been hanging out with recently, they're saying, Twitter is over. It's just, you know, everybody now has so many followers that it's a useless thing. And everybody's just, you know, programming their stuff and broadcasting their crap out and nobody's reading it. And, you know, it's just, it's essentially just been destroyed by the size that it grew. It was actually like the opposite of Facebook, where Facebook became more and more valuable as they now have 350 million
right,
global users.
Right.
Twitter was, it's like it beleaguered it or something, the way that, I don't know why that is, but it just seems like that's the current sentiment, is that there's this kind of growing negativity about Twitter. Now, I don't feel that way at this point. I'm just saying that it's some other people that I'm hearing these kind of negative rumblings about Twitter. So you also, I'm hearing that from you. I'm getting that kind of vibe about, it's probably maybe game over for them.
I've always been a Twitter cynic. And the reason is because it's glorified text messaging to me, and it's like, for corporations, they said, well, you know, companies would be able to, the Twitter's value is in searching through the tweets, and if I never hear that word tweet again, I'll be happy. But I think it's, you know, people are just putting out tons of little fortune cookie meaningless links and jargon, and babble, and I don't think it's not a tool for business. You know, if you think of a tool for business being Adobe's acquisition of something,
Omniture. That's a solid deal right there, man. That was one
smart. Yeah.
First they bought Macromedia, then they buy Omniture. That company knows what they're doing.
Yes, they do. I think that deal is good because people actually use Adobe's products for business. Most salespeople and most businesses use Adobe's products for white papers, which are people find, and then they request more information, and that helps salespeople, and there's a whole B2B Salesforce.com kind of model there that'll help drive people to presentations or white papers and analyze that. But
exactly. Hey, I want to go to a break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about social media, just in general, the whole sector.
Okay.
You know, how it did. I mean, 2008 was a big year for social media capital raises. So I want to find out what happened in 2009.
Okay.
And I also want to talk to you just about, you know, the sectors. Like, where are the hot sectors? Where's the money being raised and spent? So let's go to break. Thank my sponsors. We love them. And we'll be right back with John Doyle of Peachtree Media Advisors. And John's report can be downloaded for free for all Dishy Mix listeners. You don't even have to go post your desire in the Dishy Mix Facebook fan club for once. You can just go get it. And you just go to peachtreemediaadvisors.com/research. And there's this fabulous report, which you will love. But then again, John's going to tell you all the greatest highlights of the report right here on Dishy Mix when we come back from break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back with John Doyle from Peachtree Media Advisors. And when we left, we were talking about social media. 2008, that was where so much of the action was. How did we do in 2009 in the social media world, John?
Not so good. social media, unfortunately, did not do so well. It saw the largest drop-off in transaction volume of all the sectors. There were 102 transactions in 2008, 47 in 2009. The amount of capital going to these social networks pretty much dried up, and primarily due to the fact that Facebook was the leading entity. It's going to be the dominant player. It's clear the writing's on the wall. And most of these other social networks were ad-supported businesses in the middle of a recession. With the experimental part of ad budgets being cut from the marketing spend, most investors pulled back from their on social media investments. And the companies that had scale were able to continue raising a little bit of capital, which was the 47 transactions, but there were a lot of carcasses in the road as we went through the year.
So if social media is dead in the water and game over, Facebook wins, what were the hot sectors in 2009? Where did the money go?
Yeah, Brian, I'm a true fan of social media, always have been, and I don't think it's necessarily dead in the water, because I think there are niche players that are...
Sure,
that
like are, LinkedIn, right?
LinkedIn, yes, definitely. Yelp, Flickster, but it'll probably move more towards an enthusiast niche category, but it won't... They're the broad-based, everyone joining on social media, I think that Facebook is going to be the dominant player. You asked which were the hot sectors last year?
Yeah.
Definitely mobile, web analytics, ad serving, enabling technology sectors. Those categories, applications, those were the hottest.
Well, you predicted that last year on the show. When we did the show a year ago, you said the hot categories are going to be web analytics, ad serving, behavioral targeting, anything that's going to monetize the media that is getting placed. And sure enough, you see that now, huh?
Wow. Yeah.
Good for you, John. You watch those numbers.
That's great. Well, it certainly was. Those were the hot sectors. And we already discussed why mobile is the hot category with smartphone penetration. And web analytics, enabling technology, ad serving applications, content delivery networks, those were hot. Any company that help publishers optimize advertising or deliver content or advertising more efficiently or more effectively, they saw capital flow into their sectors and increase in M&A activity. And again, Adobe acquiring Omniture. But most of the transactions last year in those categories were smaller capital raises in the measurement, analytics, optimization sectors.
So what do you think the prediction is for 2010? Where do you see this all going?
I think that companies that are able to help publishers increase their revenue, monetize, figure out additional ways to monetize their traffic.
Like yield management companies. That's a hot new category.
Yes, those are going to receive the bulk of the financing. In terms of in terms of traditional consumer publishing digital media companies, it sounds like a bit of a oxymoron to say a traditional digital media company, but normal ad-supported consumer companies, I think that they'll start being acquired next year. Companies that are what I call in the report meat and potatoes synergy, meaning someone like BabyCenter being acquired by iVillage, where it makes sense, a logical sense. I think that those companies will be acquired next year.
So if you are a CEO of some kind of an early stage company or an online entity with, you know, some reasonable traffic or whatever it might be, what should you be doing to position yourself this year? What kinds of things? Should you be out trying to get more capital? Should you be looking for buyers? Where's the sweet spot in the opportunity?
Well, I think that if you say everything goes in cycles, last year was survival and cutting costs. Well, then this year and for the next few years, it'll be scaling up in a smart way. It'll be understanding your market or your market share and trying to own it. Whether it's if you're a publisher, it's trying to understand more of who your audience is and provide them with additional applications and tools to make them come to your site and provide you with more information about themselves and develop more of a one-to-one relationship with them. And clearly for social networks, I think it's to get into a niche or a category as opposed to trying to be a broad social networking company. And then if you're a social network, I don't think that the technology and platforms, I think, is good for moving over to the enterprise side, meaning helping a business find knowledge bases or knowledge sources within their company. So if you have a huge company like GM or Kraft or any of these large Intel companies, if someone writes a report or does a white paper, they can put it up on a social network and attach the person to it so that someone in that's at an office in San Francisco or Chicago or China can tap into that knowledge and recruit that person for a project or ask that person for insight. And so some of these enterprise social networks are the next phase, and those they're not ad supported, but they're more subscription based or software as a service model.
It's interesting that you say that. I had Ted Shelton on Dishy Mix a month or two ago. He's with the Conversation Group, and he wrote a white paper called Open Platform, which is all about enterprise leveraging social platforms to advance their business more strategically, both internal to their own organization as well as with their partners and vendors. And you should download that white paper. I think you'd really like to read that.
Okay,
just search on Ted Shelton, the Conversation Group Open Platform, and you'll find it, I'm sure, and if you don't, let me know.
Okay.
So, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but what do you think are the big acquisitions that could happen next year? You know, who do you think should be acquired?
I would say Yahoo should acquire Facebook, and if not Facebook, I think they should buy Yelp. I don't think
Can Yahoo afford to buy Facebook?
you know, no, maybe not, but I think if Facebook goes public, they're going to have to go through the grind of forecasting their numbers and performance and having their numbers picked over and looked at. And I don't know if the
renegade culture of Facebook could cleave to Sarbanes-Oxley or whatever.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. And if they do go public, it'll be a rude awakening for them.
If Yahoo acquired Facebook, would there be a chain reaction in the market? What do you think would happen next?
I think that Microsoft would buy them.
Mm-hmm. And who else do you think might be a good... Who would you buy? Is there another good acquisition target? Who do you love?
I really think that there's going to be, let's say next year and the next few years, I think that there's going to be a battle over the remote. So, you know, Comcast just bought NBC. There's Apple TV. There's Netflix, which has the Roku player. And there's a battle for the home remote and access over the internet. And that's interesting how things are going to play out there because, as I said, Google buying onto the video compression service, it's Internet coming into the home is almost going, you know, eventually is going to overtake cable. And you can see if you can get movies online and you can watch any movie, if you subscribe to Netflix, you can watch any movie online. Eventually,
Yeah, if you can get your husband to plug your television set into the internet, that's like... Tim's going to listen to this and be like, darn it, I knew she was talking to me every night. We watch TV and I'm like, look, honey, our TV could get Netflix. We wouldn't have to have the DVDs. He's like, yeah, I know.
Right, yeah. But you need
we all
player,
have to get our husbands to get that stuff hooked up, though.
Right, right. And so I just bought my mom the Skype and hooked it up to the television so she can see my... I have a new daughter.
You've got a new baby girl.
Yeah, I got a baby girl.
What's her name?
Harper.
Oh my God, that's such a cute name. Harper Doyle.
Yes, Harper Mary Doyle.
Harper Mary Doyle. Is this your first?
Yes, this is my first.
Congratulations. When was she born?
Thank you. Yeah. It's a great thing. Hence why I said babycenter.com. I've become familiar with that site, or at least seeing my wife on it a lot.
So let me get this straight. You had your 2009 M&A report to do. You had a baby girl. You've got like all these deals going and yes. You had time to come on Dishy Mix and tell us what's going on in the world. I feel like a lucky woman that I got a piece of your time, John. I know that's precious for you now.
Anything for you.
I love that. And we got to meet at Ad Tech. You and I finally got to meet. There you were.
Fun.
I was talking to Dawn Gilbert over at Affiliate Summit, hanging out, shooting the breeze with her. And you're like, hey, I'm John Doyle. Oh my God. It was so nice to finally meet you in person.
Well, yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was nice to meet you. I definitely was, I walked by and I said, Susan, and you recognized who I was. That was great.
Of course I did. I've got your bio up on my website, man. We've got an annual date for Dishy Mix now. You know that, right?
Yes, we do. The first or second, the second week. What it is, this is the second week. Let's make it the second week every year I speak to you.
Perfect.
And this was fun.
And we do a show. And congratulations on your baby girl.
Thank you so much.
I love that you're a dad now. Everything's happening for you, John. You're a winner. It's all going to be awesome for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks for sharing the report so nobody that listens to Dishy Mix has to actually go read it unless they're a super geeky, tweaky M&A person. But it's nice for us to hear what's happening in the market. It helps us with our business in general. So thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Great. Thank you for having me. And I hope to see you at the next Ad Tech.
Me too. You will, because I'll be there. All right. I'm your host, Susan Bratton. Hey, I hope this was valuable and you'll go get John's report. And at least you know what's happening in the market. And I'll see you next week and you'll see John next year. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.